Hello, everybody. Hey, here we are in my office, and you're seeing it from a little different angle than usual. You'll notice I have a different earpiece microphone thingy on right now than usual. I was on my cell phone when I was talking to Celeste before, and I wanted to make sure I had a good connection with her, so I swapped out to my office Bluetooth. And this is where I record all my podcasts. You're seeing it from a slightly different direction. Here's my computer monitors. I got a couple of really nice, like 22-inch monitors. It's like a lot of computer real estate. I spend a lot of time on the internet, and so I really like having a good system. The tripod right there doesn't have any camera on it because it's over there now. Let's see, there's not a whole lot to say about this office, except this is where I record the podcast. Hey, Celeste, I forgot to say hello.
Hello, Calvin Banyan.
All right, poor Celeste, she can't see any of this. All she can do is hear what I'm saying. So she's just trying to think of what you guys might ask me as you're listening. So anyway, last episode, we were in my therapy office or hypnotism office where I see clients. That place is always impeccably clean. This place here, I can get messy because this is where I, you know, write and I work on the websites and stuff like that. But I did clean up a little bit for you guys. I got some junk under here. I just stuck it on down there so you wouldn't see it. So you would think I'm a little tidier than I am. But this is the location. In a moment, we're going to be kind of hopscotching through the office. And so while Chad is moving the camera, Celeste is going to be asking me things like, what are we going to do next?
What are we going to do next?
Well, what do you think we're going to do, Celeste?
Well, I think you're walking over to Maureen's office, and I want to see her. She's lost weight and everything, too, right? I want to just see her and say hi.
Okay. Well, let's see if she'll talk to you. I don't know.
Oh.
All right. So here we are looking at some of the IT area here. This is this is a real live IT person right here. This is Taylor. So wave and say hello.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Taylor does a lot of work with us doing, again, website maintenance, design, SEO, which is search engine optimization, and really his main focus is internet marketing and that kind of thing. Chad, why don't you just do a slow pan across here as you follow me. So, you know, you got your usual printers, and this is our office server right here. And then over there, just go ahead and swing it over there. That is another workstation we have. That one is for our media tech, but right now we don't have a media tech. We just lost our media tech. And he works on helping us to, he shares Chad's job of editing videos and stuff like that. And then we're in production for some really big courses and that kind of thing. We'll take a break from my regular tour as Chad just kind of does a slow little sweep through here through the IT area. All right, so now Chad is going to swing it around so you can look at Maureen's office.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy.
Maureen is in her office talking to one of our hypnotherapists over there.
Hi.
So Maureen... So you got to speak loud because the mic's over here. Say hello.
Hi there.
Tell them what you do.
I am the general manager here and I do all the administration. I make this place run.
That's right. She's the boss lady.
Hi, Maureen.
Celeste says hello.
Hi, Celeste.
You guys should have your own podcast. That's what I'll do. Like I had Kelsey sit in on for me one day. I'm going to have you do that.
Oh, the girls are going to get together again. This will be fun.
Sure, you look good in anything. All right, now just go ahead and pan that camera over here, and then we'll move it in a second. So now we're going to be walking down the hallway into the other half of our office. We're going to be checking out this room and that room and what's over there.
You know what? Well, this is a perfect opportunity to let you know that if we used your question on Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc., with me, Celeste Hackett, it will announce your name and we'll give you one of these handy-dandy mugs. So you want to make sure that if there's something you want to know about hypnosis, or even if we use your comment, if we use anything that you say on the show, you get one of these Certified Hypnosis Pro mugs, and they're just wonderful. They're nice and big. They hold a lot of coffee or tea. And all you have to do is email Cal or me. And you can also go to askcal.rhypnospace.com, and right there you can just send him an email via that area. And also, while you're on our HypnoSpace, look around, because it's a great networking spot for hypnotists. If you're a brand new hypnotist, that's fine. If you've been around a while, that's fine. You'll love our HypnoSpace.com.
You are such a professional. I love working with you.
Well, thank you.
Hey, so now we're in our, I don't know what to call this, employee room, lunch room, coffee room. We got your double coffee pot over here and thermos full of coffee. I don't drink coffee hardly at all anymore. I drink the water thing. I'm so healthy. Got a big refrigerator, little refrigerator, little lunch area thingy here, and that's about all there is to say.
Cal?
Yes.
I want the camera to pan your new bod.
Oh, my bod is getting plenty of panning over here.
All right, then. Are you wearing a jogging suit? Because you told me you might do that.
You know, I almost took your cue, because I know that on your video you have like a sweatsuit or jogging suit. Isn't that right?
Well, I had to jog, you know, miles over here to show off my place.
I decided I would go the professional route. This is how I work. I look every day at work, unless I wear one of those, like you saw Chad and the other tech guy. They have those black shirts that say Banyan Hypnosis Center on them. Some days, if I'm not seeing clients, I'll wear one of those, and we come in and we roll up our sleeves and do electronic technical stuff. Hey, now what we're going to do is speaking of electrical technical stuff, we're going to look at another office. Just goes on and on.
Wow, this is a big place.
No, it's not. It's small. Small. All right. Now I'm moving into another one, and Chad is getting his camera plugged in. Is it rolling, Chad?
And how many square feet do you have again?
It's about 4,400 square feet, something like that.
Wow, and it's the top floor on the building?
Yes, we have the top floor. That's one of the weaknesses of our office. We loved it so much, we were willing to put up with this, but it's not wheelchair accessible. That's one of the real problems with this office. But in making the decision, you know, in the 10 years that we were at our other location, we probably only had one or two people that came in with a wheelchair. And so we decided that we love the office space so much that we would go ahead and have it without wheelchair accessibility.
And are you finding that you're able to use every bit of that space?
Oh my gosh, we are really looking to expand and have more space.
Wow.
Right now I'm in Danny's office. Danny's on a 2-week vacation, lucky dog. And he's in, I don't know, Europe or Hawaii or something. I don't keep track of this stuff. And he is our affiliate program manager. And so this is his office. He's got a really nice office with his computer, and he's doing some great training materials. Anyone that is involved with our affiliate program for hypnosis.org, Danny's the guy to talk to. Just go in there, hypnosis.org, click on join our affiliate program, and there's tutorials about how to start making money with your website, or gosh, if you can even talk or do email, you can make money, because we pay really good commissions. You can make 25% on a class that we have here. And some of our classes are, you know, a couple thousand dollars. So you could, by referring someone to a class, make a nice little hunk of change. Can't you, Celeste?
Yeah, I made almost $500 just by sending a link in my email out to somebody. They signed up for the class and I got a check in the mail. Fastest, easiest money I've ever made.
Beautiful, yeah, so it really works. And Danny's here, well, not this week, but most of the time he's here to help everybody out with that. We've got great tutorials on the website that show you step-by-step videos of what to do so that you can sell books, CDs, DVDs, classes through your website, or just telling your friends about it. All right, now we're going to go into the shipping receiving area. Oh, wait, he's got the camera in the right place where I can show a... This is going to be fun. Hey, Chad, just pan the camera around over there if you can, and you'll see that there is a cubicle. Oh, darn it. Taylor's running out of the way. He was in there. I thought we would catch him. So go ahead and I'll just step over here. Yeah. So this is a practice area where we have our practice time during class. Over here, there's a computer set up so our students, we actually have two stations like this, two practice areas, computer, where they can check their email and stuff like that. And then also, they can just bring the chair over here and practice their hypnosis with another student. And so it's a nice little practice area here. There's another one right on the other side of this cubicle area. We also have practice areas outside in the patio. We've got probably about easily 500 or 600 square foot of patio where people can go out in the beautiful sunshine and practice their hypnosis. Also, if someone is not doing hypnosis in one of the offices, if it's available, our students will go into the offices and practice there. All right, let's go check the shipping and receiving area. All right, take another little break from my tour, and Chad is just panning the camera on through, and you can see the products on the wall and the computers and you know, the table where we do the shipping and receiving, and back there and against that wall is our duplicators. I'll talk more about that in a minute, and more products on the wall ready to go. Do you have a shipping and receiving area there, Celeste?
Yes, it's my mailbox.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably a pretty good way to go.
Yeah, it works. You know, it's kind of crooked right now. Somebody hit it.
Oh, darn.
Uh-oh.
It's not that Harley that went by when you made your video.
That's right.
All right. Hey, here we are in the shipping and receiving area, and it's also a production area. That's Melissa over there. Hey, can you see Melissa? Show them, Melissa. Melissa, she's there, and she gets the orders out and stuff like that. Go ahead and pan over there and see where she works. She's running away from the camera. And but that's where she takes the orders, and you can see that we have all kinds of DVDs, products on the wall over there. Pan the camera back over to me, Chad. And then down here, hopefully I don't run out of microphone wire, we have a couple of DVD duplicators. They're robotic in nature. They're really cool. This one will burn two CDs or DVDs at one time. This little arm comes over here and it grabs from a stack of blank CDs and then puts it in one of these burners, and then it gets another one and puts it in the other burner, and then when one is done, it puts it over here in the printer, and it's just juggling, and they wind up on these spools over here where they are assembled into products. This one here is works twice as fast. It's got four. These are run by this computer down here. And then in the background, we have our quality assurance area where we can listen to and watch audios and videos to make sure that they're turning out all right. And then all along this wall is more products, training materials, and like our 5-path DVD course and all that good stuff. And then we've got cabinets full of materials. We also do materials for other people. For example, we have the Ron Esslinger pain management course, and we also help other hypnotists who have products market their products through our hypnosis.org. All right, with that, we're going to move into the classroom where I'm going to wrap things up today.
And so you can actually, isn't it true that you publish other hypnotist materials and stuff like that? You do quite a bit of that, right?
That's right. You know, one of the things that we like to do is we look for talent in the profession. And so Chad's just going to be setting up the camera in the doorway there.
And I just ordered, and I'm holding it up right now, the Quantum Referral Marketing. I just got it from you. And it just came in the mail yesterday. And I'm really looking forward to this because with this economy, things have slowed down a little bit. So just wanted to say, it looks pretty darn good. I'm excited. This is one of the products that you've been marketing lately, right? This is kind of a new one, isn't it?
Yes, and I've really got excellent feedback on that. Most hypnotists, they really don't know how to market their practice. And that's going to pay for itself very, very quickly. You start reading that and using what's going on in there, and you're going to just be able to take your practice to the next level. All right, I'm in the classroom now. And so I'm standing in the front of the classroom, and I give my talks from up here. And this is my little podium area. I have a little whiteboard over there and my big whiteboard over here. Is that TV if you go ahead and pan over there? Chad's panning over so you can see the audio video area here. But we really don't use this TV very much. We have a digital projector. So I can pan up there a little bit there, Chad. in the ceiling, which will project onto a white screen. Good, bring it back over here, which we just pull down here. So for classrooms, it's really nice, so we can watch videos. When you take one of my courses, you get to watch videos of me working with clients and demonstrating the techniques that you learn in class, and then we'll practice during the practice time. Go ahead and just follow me with the camera over here.
We're at about 15 minutes now.
Perfect, good. Go ahead and, Chad, do a slow pan across the classroom. And as Chad does that, you can see that it's a really nice classroom. We've got some beautiful chairs in here. You're not going to find them in any other kind of classroom. They're like executive desk chairs that will recline. And what happens is it's super comfortable. When you're in a class that is going to last, you know, days and days, like a 10-day course or a class that is like 7 days long, you really got to be in a comfortable chair. And then also, since they recline, when you learn the self-hypnosis, it is also the way to go. All right, now I moved my way back here to the back of the class. And back here, one of the really cool things about our classroom is we're completely wired in the internet, and we've helped people get their certification across the country and even around the world through our internet-enabled classroom. These video cameras here, there's one here and one there. This one catches the whiteboard and everything that goes on the right side of the room, and the other video catches me on the podium there. And those are cameras broadcast to our virtual classroom on the internet, and people can get trained when maybe they wouldn't have had the time or the freedom to leave their area. You got your your additional advanced CFI training that way, didn't you, Celeste?
Yeah, it was very, very easy, and I really liked it a lot. Did it right on my computer, right in my living room, and you know, I could just have all the comforts of home, and I didn't have to pay for airfare and hotel and worry about leaving, you know, home. So it was very nice.
Beautiful. Yeah, there's a lot of people that would like to enter the profession, but because of work obligations or family obligations or just because of expense. I mean, the price of the course often is the smallest expense when you think about airfare and lodging and all that kind of stuff. So being able to take the course live over the internet is the way to go. And it really is live over the internet, hands-on, because what we do is in the you can interact completely. You can talk to me, you can talk to the other students, interact live in the classroom. The class is wired with microphones. There's speakers in the classroom, so it's just like you're here. In fact, some people say it's the best seat in the house. There's nobody in front of you because of the height of the cameras. And also, during your break time, when you're practicing, myself and the teaching graduate teaching assistants, they walk around and watch all the students. But we also, to take the class online, you need to have a webcam so that we can watch you practice too and verify that you're doing the techniques right. So it's way better than any kind of like video tape or DVD program. And so we're really leading the profession in doing this. And it's very exciting. I just like doing this technical stuff, as you can tell. What do you think of that, Celeste?
Well, when I took my class, what I was really enthralled about was just the fact that it was so interactive with you. You wouldn't think so. Here I was in Plano, Texas, and you could just talk right to me. Hey, Celeste, you know, what do you think about this, or what do you think about that, or any of the other students online, and we could just talk right to you and to the rest of the class. So it's very, very cool.
Great. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that, and I think it was a great way to go. Now, nothing beats being in the classroom, and we really hold our center model for hypnotherapists. You don't have to go on a big grand scale like we have to be successful in this profession, but if you want to see how it can be done in a big way, I mean, a relatively big way anyway, compared to most in the profession, we're ready and willing to show you that it can be done and how it can be done. Our motto is, our success comes from your success. And we're here to help all of our grads and even people who aren't our grads, like this. You guys out there that are watching now, I mean, you're in South Africa, you're in the UK, you're in Germany, you're everywhere except in Cuba. I noticed that you're not in Cuba. If you go to calbanion.com, there's a little video, a little graphic there, map of where everyone comes from. And for some reason, we are blocked in Cuba. Maybe it's the language, maybe it's they've got a hypno filter on the internet there or something. But Celeste, why don't you go ahead and wrap it up? I think we're probably about 20 minutes or more, huh?
Yeah, thank you for joining us today. It's really been wonderful having you with us. And Kyle, is this the end of the tour? Is this it?
Yeah, I think we're going to leave out the restrooms and the patio and just wrap it up here.
Okay.
Hey, you got a question I can answer real quick?
Let's see. I actually do have a really interesting question by a hypnotherapist, and we don't have his name or her name right now because I guess we sort of lost it, but we're going to find out who it is, and you're going to definitely get one of these mugs, and you're going to love the mug. So anyway, the question goes like this. Hello, Cal. I worked with somebody a few weeks ago, and the session went really well, but the person initially was skeptical and said, "You can't hypnotize me," and funny thing was, he said, it was obvious to me that he was a blowdown and he was in hypnosis in 4 minutes and he was snoring. That doesn't necessarily mean hypnosis, but it could. And then after the session in the post interview, he reported to me, and this is really what the question is about, seeing colors, white, blue, purple, violet. And he says, "I've been curious as to what that might mean." He says, "I've read books about colors many years ago, and I do have some kind of an idea of what the colors represent, but just curious as to whether or not this is unusual." And he also just wants to know what you think of the colors. What do you think they mean, Cal?
Okay, well, since you mentioned they were snoring, I got to address that because it's just important to note. Snoring does not mean sleep. If someone is snoring in a hypnosis session, you've probably given them a lot of suggestions for relaxation, and snoring is not caused by sleep. It's caused by the kind of relaxation that one experiences when they're asleep. So if
it also snoring, does not indicate hypnosis.
It also doesn't indicate hypnosis. And so what you want to do is you want to validate that they're not asleep. You can simply do that by asking a yes or no question and having them raise their finger to indicate that they hear you or something like that. If they are non-responsive, then you'll have to emerge them and rehypnotize them or have a date where they're not going to fall asleep. Now, the color issue is this is very common for people to experience colors. But it's not really indicative of hypnosis or not indicative of hypnosis. Some people have a different philosophy about colors. It might be a spiritual philosophy, for example. White light, golden light, purple, blue are often thought of being very good spiritually. Green is often thought to be a healing color, and these kinds of things. But I wouldn't suggest those things unless it was already within the belief system of the client. I would just mention to the client, I'd say, you know, that's a common experience among many common experiences that people have when they go into hypnosis. But, you know, you might not experience it next time. Just be open to however the hypnotic experience might manifest for you. How does that sound, Celeste?
That sounds good, and it might be nice to ask them what they make of it, because then you might uncover some fear or something that you could speak to.
Excellent. That's right. And you might find out that they are a spiritual person or that it has some special meaning for that individual. And to let them talk about it, and it might give you some insight what you're going to do in your next session.
Yeah. I guess we should wrap up now. That was a great answer, by the way, Mr. Calvin.
Thank you. I think I'm going to ask you a question next week.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
No promises. I just want to surprise you. Okay. You already did your wrap up. Let me go ahead and wrap up, okay?
Okay.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for visiting us here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, if you're watching on iTunes or YouTube or any of the other places out there, Blip TV, go to calbanyan.com. That's where the additional support text information is, right below this video, and also some links and that kind of thing. And we're so happy that you tune in to see us. Visit our other websites at hypnosiscenter.com, banyanhypnosismall.com, banyanhypnosiscenter.com if you want to come here for sessions, and hypnosis.org, where we organize the world of hypnosis for you. That's it. This is Cal Banyan. signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.